Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. Alright, so I'm going to do my best to really get this video out to you or with great explanation so that you can understand exactly what we are dealing with here. And today's focus might have a lot of words or phrases or information that we have already been working through. But more specifically, this is going to be a video in reference to Gemini season, or what we are actually dealing with through Gemini season. And so we have been talking a lot, or we talk a lot about being centered within the heart. And so we can use love. Love is the only expression that we can, or the word that we can use that better describes or gives us an understanding about what this actually means. Yet the human mind really doesn't have a huge understanding about what love is, because we are still holding lots of judgment within ourselves, which can work with any single thing in this reality. Of course, if we have judgment of other people, there is still judgment within. That means that we have something still that's lingering within ourselves that is creating this type of judgment from within ourselves. So we've had experiences, we've had past lives, whatever it is that has created a judgment. And this goes on with not just judgment, it goes with there's something that has been lingering that's created anger, bitterness, greed, lust, desire, all of those things that just keep us feeling low. And that, of course, is not love. So every time that you are having a thought, every time that you are having an emotion, every time that you are speaking something, and even, of course, acting on it, if you are experiencing any of those lower vibrational emotions, that is not love. We have this idea, this, you know, like even as moms, and I'm using that because I am a mom, we have developed this idea that we have to teach our children, or even our significant other in our lives, how to behave. Look at that. If you even hear that, how to behave. We teach someone else how to behave. And we can look at children. And I see, I have my granddaughter. So she is a teacher to me every single day about behavior. My behavior. We know that children have the ability to be pure love. And then they'll get into this little funk, whether because they're tired or hungry or want something, that they might become cranky and start doing things out of character that an adult especially, or another older child, whatever, another child might not like. And then what do we do when a child is misbehaving? We yell at them. Love, of course, does not yell. We can be kind of, we can voice our opinion in love continuously. And that's something that I try to do, especially with my granddaughter, when she's not, you know, feeling herself. And this is very rare in my home. I don't see the need to do that. And, of course, other adults who observe how I handle my granddaughter when she is just, maybe running around. I don't want to say being bad, but in the mind of another individual, they might see that she is acting out sometimes. They might see that I am spoiling her. I am not teaching her how to behave. We are not, I don't care at what age, supposed to teach someone how to behave, because then we're teaching them our own behavior. We're teaching them their earthly behavior. And that's something that we have to wipe out. If we want to live within the spirit or higher states of consciousness, we have to eliminate everything that we have ever learned. So what I do with my granddaughter is, of course, if I'm irritated, which is like 0.5% out of 100%, if that ever happens towards my granddaughter, of course, I know I'm tired and it might take place. And that's the only reason why I will become irritated or feel irritated. I have to breathe it down. I have to breathe this out and refocus my attention. Otherwise, my attention isn't about her now. It's actually about how I'm feeling. But then I take it out on her. And that doesn't happen, please. I understand. I'm just saying, using this as an example. But we can use this as an example in anybody, with anybody in our life, like my husband. If I'm feeling tired, like I am very tired today, I can take it out on him. Or I can choose with every single time that before I speak, I'm going to breathe. Because I'm already aware that I am not 100% today. And that means I'm going to take the extra step in breathing. Breathing. Because I'm going to become easily irritated today. If I am easily irritated today, I'm going to become easily, I'm going to react more easily in a harsh tone. And then therefore my husband won't understand, well, she's tired. I'm not going to take it personally, you know, because another individual has to be in the same alignment to understand where you're coming from. And that's the thing about love. Love is an alignment. And if not all characters within this reality who are having an experience are in alignment with love, we lack understanding. So when here we are in Gemini, and so a lot of things have been giving to me, but life has been pretty busy here lately, and things are are taking place. So we are definitely working still with the number 13. 13 being a sacred number, yet with all things in this reality, there's a good and there's a bad. So if you actually look at the symbol for Gemini, you can see it has a top line, a bottom line, and then two connecting sides, almost resembling a square. It almost reminds me of Chet, what I have spoken about in a previous video here, way back, let's see. And I think it's in my video about the mark upon the door, but also in the video that's labeled The Last Supper as well. So all of this, you know, for my guidance here, of course, I can be a month in advance to things, you know, because we are actually going through it and then things appear. Because what happens is that we have a realization of something or an intuition or we're having an experience. And by us truly understanding our experience or staying centered within the heart, we manifest it through time and through the zodiac, even that way. So keep that in mind. And so that's about a month ago, I believe, with those videos. So when you also, again, this signifies the twins. I guess we all know that, right? If you keep up with astrology, you know that this signifies the twins. Whether you're seeing the twins as two males, two male twins, or most of the time it's going to be a male and a female. Now, you can, male and female, of course, think of Adam and Eve. And that's what this is implying. Or even higher, mother and father. This is about two parts of a whole. If we go back to the story of Adam and Eve, Eve was taken out of the rib of Adam. Now, two of these things are supposed to work together, and that's what Chet signifies. The Vav and Zion, who are both working together, both masculine and feminine energies that are both working together to unify within themselves. Now, so if you're looking at, again, the symbol of Gemini, and you see the four lines there, you're probably trying to figure out what those four lines signify. So since there's two the people that we're talking about here, or ideas or energies we're talking about here, you're going to have two, one above, one below, and two on either side. We also understand, so above and below is heaven and earth, and then the two sides can signify the two sides of Jachin and Boaz, or left and right. Also, is going to work with, let's see, in the Bible, you're going to have, let's see, I can't remember anything now. I remembered. So you're going to have Abel and Cain, or Cain and Abel. You're also going to have Jacob and Esau. But what is it in Greek? You're going to have Castor and Pollux. So these are still two opposites. Now, I would love to tell you a story about, since I mentioned Jacob and Esau. Very, very, very long time ago, it seems, in the beginning of my awareness, and when I was growing in intuition and no longer really afraid of my inner guidance and what I was seeing and observing, I finally developed that great faith, or working on faith development in what I was picking up on. I was given information at that time that, because I was asking questions for myself back then, that I, is what I actually thought I was receiving, is that I was actually Esau in a previous life. You're all Esau. Esau had red hair, and that is also signifying anger and greed. Now, Esau was actually the chosen one to receive the inheritance or the birthright of the father, but Jacob was chosen by God, right? And so Esau, and what is the word? Rebelled, and of course split away from his brother and the inheritance, and of course dealt with war and all of that stuff. And so I was actually, when I received that information, I was so hurt. I was like, oh, because through all of that, you know, and doing so much more research about it, you know, because of that, down the line, you know, Esau could be blamed for the crucifixion of Christ. So I took it personally. Now, that's just what my mind back then was telling me. And so I became really kind of depressed there for I don't know how long. And then I just kind of pushed it aside. But, you know, of course, if I knew now what I knew, if I knew everything that I knew now then, I wouldn't have taken it to heart. Because that is something also that we are not supposed to take anything to heart. Personally. In our process. So, let's see, what else can I say about this? There's a bunch to talk about. When we are talking about Gemini, and that was just my little quick story there, since I brought it up. So, when we're dealing with Gemini, we're also going to be dealing with lungs, arms, and hands. And I guess I have been having some issues with my arms. And a little bit of, I guess, asthmatic issues from time to time, not very many, but I can feel it. And my hands, more so my wrists, I'm not sure. So, but Gemini is also going to be an air sign. Air also works with Aleph, although I spoke about Aleph in Taurus season, because there's an association with Aleph, with the pictograph, and because Taurus also works with the throat, it works with Aleph as well, and this also works with Aleph as well, because when we're talking about air, we're dealing with the throat, but also the lungs, and this also is going to work with pay and also hay. There's so many connections and greater understanding that you can reach if you just keep going. So this is actually, again, teaching us to properly express ourselves. And that through both characteristics of the dual nature of the twins, we are still choosing. Now, Gemini also deals with Mercury, and that's something that I am going to spend some time on here. Mercury, we all know that it's necessary for us to create with Mercury. Now, if you understand what Mercury is, but more specifically how it's spelled, the beginning of Mercury in Hebrew has or contains the letter Mem in it. Mem is the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Mem signifies the 13th aspect of self, which automatically opens up into a 14th aspect when it has evolved. This is also the point of the heart where Jesus Christ sits, because he has collected all 12 soul salts. Now again, when you go back and you look at the symbol of Gemini, the top line, the bottom line. When we look above into the sky, we tend to look up and we see astrology or the constellations, the stars. We're looking up and I daydream. I used to daydream a lot about, oh, wow, look at the heavens. That's where heaven is. We tend to look up and we tend to look up to pray as well, but we also bow our head down in prayer. So we are supposed to bring heaven, which signifies the 12 constellations within the sky and all those billions and billions of stars, down. Of course, if we are still within separation, we're looking up and we are always praying, wondering, hoping, and not quite reaching or attaining that type of understanding or reality or consciousness. But if we are working through this, every single day, we are on this path. Every single day, by walking and walking in faith and in love, we actually bring down those 12 constellations of heaven down into earth. 24 elders. That's what Gemini is about. But Gemini also contains the receiving of the Ten Commandments. In Hebrew, Gemini season is called Sivan, it's Sivan, which is the third month in Hebrew. And it actually works with the number 7 and Zion. I also wanted to add that this is considered to be the sabbatical year. Ending a jubilee or something like that. And ironic, I remember, and I don't know how I've come to this wisdom now, because I've actually done this research a while back. And so I don't remember all of the connections that were made. But anyway, a while back, I ended up stumbling on, of course, the year of the Jubilee. It's supposed to be of this year is actually the year 5782, I believe, if I'm correct, in Hebrew. And but I remember doing tons of research again in my beginning of my awareness through the Bible and doing research about the Jubilee. And I don't know, of course, what I discovered back then, but I remember just taking so many notes. I did so much homework back then, trying to really understand God and gain greater wisdom. Now we know Zion is the seventh number of the Hebrew alphabet. It signifies a sword, a weapon, also an ornament. This is the feminine aspect of self that is asked for us to keep the Sabbath day holy, which means to respect the seventh day, not to place over more value upon than the masculine self, but it is to respect it, to remember it. And therefore, we are working. We're also still using that in Gemini season and continuing on. In Genesis, it says, Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So this is necessary. Both man and woman must unite together, even prior to meeting with God or father and mother. There's a story in the Torah that when Rebekah, who was carrying both Jacob and Esau, when she would pass by a holy place, which represents spirituality, Jacob would kick. But when she passed through a negative place, which represents physicality, Esau would kick. So this is the power of Sivan, which is the third month in Hebrew alphabet, also working with Gemini. Combine the energies or the opposing energies of the twins into one and integrate the energies of light and darkness within us. Now we're working with Sivan or Gemini season. We are working with two things here, Resh and Zion. Resh is also works with the crown, which is the head, signifying the head in Hebrew, which is the 20th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which also signifies the senses. And Resh created the planet Mercury, and actually, of course, rules over Gemini. And Mercury in Hebrew is, if I can pronounce it correctly, Chok-Hav, excuse me, which consists of two letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Kaf and Vav. Both of these total the number 26, which equals the holy name of God. And this also hooks back to two other Hebrew alphabets of Kaf and Bet, which totals 22, which signifies all of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. We have to accumulate all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and then when we do that, we're actually adding two more of a father and mother united, which gives us the 24 elders. We create Mercury. Now, when we're actually putting in the two or combining two words of the Hebrew alphabet, Resh and Zion, it creates the word Raz. And this word means secret. This word means a secret, excuse me. So, as I stated, that Sivan or even Gemini season is when the Ten Commandments was actually given, or this is signifying when the gathering of at Mount Sinai was taking place. And this again, if you can imagine all of these people uniting at a holy place, everything is uniting at the heart. And of course, I've already been talking about this through the last couple of videos. So you already are aware of that. But this is, of course, I guess it's linking up into what I'm already talking about now in today's video. So this is the time when we are working towards true unification of spirit and physicality. There's actually, I guess, a Jewish holiday, which is called Shavuot, which occurs through Gemini season. This is the celebration of the wedding day with the Jewish people representing the bride and the law. So we have to receive the law within our own heart. And of course, in doing so, it's married to the groom. Or this is also signifying when Christ was married to the church. So let's kind of go a little bit deeper here, because Gemini works with Mercury. And again, in Hebrew, it is Kochav, excuse me, if I am not pronouncing that correctly, which consists of Kaf and Vav, and of course totals the value of 26, which equals the tetragrammaton, or the four letter combination of the, in the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Mem. If you look at the Mem, there is a open Mem and a closed Mem. We're going to talk about the open Mem right now. It actually is made up of two other Hebrew alphabets, which is Kaf and Vav, which I just spoke about in reference to Gemini or Mercury, excuse me. So let's go and talk about that. Okay, in the letter Mem, as I just stated, it also consists of Kaf and Vav. Kaf, I believe I mentioned this in one of my other previous videos, and I don't really remember which one, but it relates to the head of God. And then the Vav represents the spinal column, and the what of course we understand that what has to happen is that the energies must rise from the spinal canal into the crown in order to receive the kippah, which is also the skull cap, or that covers the brain. And this is why you also will see many people, and I mentioned this previously in another video, they wear, in many religions, wear a cap over the head, signifying that they have whatever reason they have, but that they have reached enlightenment, or are religious, if you will, or have the fire within the head. So that's the purpose of our ascension cycle, is to receive the fire within the crown, like Moses did when he, of course, witnessed God. And that's exactly where we are here right now. Or even many of us are already on this journey previously, and Gemini season is just making its way to urge others along the way. So the throne of God actually takes place within Mem. And that's kind of, I guess, can be the secret to it all. The spinal column in the brain becomes the throne, or is the throne, where your inner God has to be seated, which signifies that the spinal canal, and of course, all of the seven chakras within, and all of the seven bodies, spiritual bodies, which means you have seven spinal canals that you must go through, must be purified in order for the divine mother of Mem to truly awaken and rise from the lower part of Gemini, that line, to the higher part of Earth, united with both twins on either side, or the twins on either side of you. And so I've mentioned Yod in lots of my videos. It's the point. It also acts as the Bindu chakra as well. But the Bindu chakra shines its light into the pineal gland. So the pineal gland actually becomes the Yod, the point, the dot. And this is where the seed or Christ or God is manifested at. So the waters, the sacred waters of the Mother, Divine Mother, and Mem must rise and reach into the pineal gland, which of course is rising into the head of Resh through the spine of Vav. Both of these that hook up create the letter Mem. I think I mentioned this in another video that the M of Mem, if you put, because you're going to have, there's two Mems in Mem. If you place the two Mems on top of each other, it creates the Aquarius sign of water. So although we are in Aquarius season, we are in the actual season of the mother, of Mem. We're working through Mem, not the true astrological sign, yet we still are. And but if you look at, again, this is what I actually was talking about when I said between the two valves as well in one of my other previous videos. The wave of M or the M creates two V's that are actually inverted, yet you'll have the pyramid that's a normal period in the center. So that's something I want you to understand there as well. And, excuse me. When the waters are within the crown of Resh, of the head, in Yod, it signifies the hovering above the waters, or the final Mem. And that is going to actually be the closed Mem. So if you are understanding this, or can think about it, being closed off, it also can look like a complete circle, if you will. There's, if it's closed, it means that nothing else can rip this apart. The open Mem, it needs to be open, and that needs to be open down at the base, or Yasar through our sex, because Yod, the point in the seed, must enter into this point, and the seed will only enter into this point when the waters of the mother of Mem down below have been purified, have reached chastity, or that virgin state. The virgin state doesn't mean that you, of course, like what we think of in this reality is of someone who has never had sex. It is somebody who does not have negativity within the root chakra, their sexual region. Which means that you don't contain any negativity in any of your form, your earthly form. You are understanding more, and you are not keeping the treasures upon earth, the golden calf of Taurus. You are actually seeking higher knowledge and treasures of heaven. So I've mentioned Aleph as well. And in order to really get to Mem, you have to understand the Holy Trinity there of Aleph. And I had read something about an analogy here about a chain link. So if you have three chains, you have one, and then the second, the middle one, and then the third one. The second one touches both top and bottom chain. It is hooked to both, you can say, Father and Holy Spirit. But the third one does not touch the top chain at all, because it's still connected to the whole, but it's not actually touching it. We have to make those touch. We have to make a deeper connection there and understand how all three of those are connected, how it's separate and how it's connected. Let's go back to Mem, and because I know I mentioned this, Mem, as in memory, as in membrane, also as in Maria, Mary, that all contains mem, what I'm talking about here. Secrets. It is the feminine. It is the mother. It is the flow of creation. All of that is in secret, yet works together. And this is what it also means when God says, let there be light. And then the mother responds, and then there was light. She says, you can enter into me and create this seed. The seed can now survive in this this stable environment of creation. So the symbol of the Aquarius sign and the M and W that I just spoke about, man and woman, it and the V's that I mentioned, is the sign of the union of both two polarities. And of course, we're in Gemini, where the two polarities, we're dealing with the two polarities, are united, and the sexual energy is activated and inflamed and becomes light. It becomes, let there be light, of the Divine Mother. So the mem above must pour into the mem below. The mem of heaven must pour into the mem of earth and become one continuous flow. And this, again, if you're thinking about it, although it might not be a circle, it acts as the Ouroboros, or the continual flow of energy that is now moving throughout the body, the spinal canal. Now, you also are going to see the Seal of Solomon, in which I mentioned also continued flow. And if you put the two triangles of the Seal of Solomon side by side, you are getting a W and a V, or a W and M's, man and woman united in the sexual act of creation. The thing about this sexual act is that it's very misleading, and it's not, nothing is about this reality. So us having sex or abstaining from sex, if you are somebody, and this is how I have actually been in my path as well, in my past, from time to time, I have gotten to this point of, I can't have sex with you right now or something, or in my mind is thinking I can't do this because then I'm spilling the seed. I'm going to waste the seed. That's not what it's about. And of course, if your mind is telling you I can't do this, or even I should do this, we have to come from a place of love, true love. And when we are actually within a sexual act with our partners, and we are placing our focus on our partner, we are actually forgetting who? God. And we have to always remember God within this sexual act. And that might be a little crazy talk, whatever, but it's something that I have learned to practice. It might sound crazy. It does sound crazy when you're actually talking like this out loud. But to keep God in every single thing, our inner being, with every single thing that we are doing in our life, including a sexual act, it keeps you truly in the centeredness of love. It truly does. And it becomes a beautiful act. So when we have an idea that we can't have sex, can't. Again, it's a limitation. It has nothing to do with God. Or if we are thinking that we have to perform sexual act in order to reach enlightenment, that too is also incorrect knowledge that has been thrown out there as well. You can't have sex and think it's going to make the energies rise. If you're having sex for this purpose, it's actually doing the exact opposite, except it's making you believe something. So I guess that's what tantric. It turns into, I guess, what they call black magic instead of white magic. And so I just wanted to add that into this video, and I hope you understand what that means in your own life. We're allowed to love. So if you are actually using sex as a form of you reaching enlightenment, if you are clearing yourself out, and if you are choosing love, I don't think you would even be using sex as a way of reaching enlightenment, because that's the wrong teaching. You'll understand about what faith and what love truly is. So I can't even say that it's okay. I can't say it's okay because I haven't even been down that path, for one. And I'm not going to say. I can't tell you, for one, what to do anyway. So, again, let's go back to Mem and also the word for Mercury, because even in Mercury, there contains the word or the letter Mem. So between the two waters of the Mems, the closed Mem and the open Mem, you have the father in the head and then the mother who resides in the sexual organs. And in between, you have the heart. You're going to have Adam. And that's what Gemini is really about. Although you're going to have the above and below lines and then the two lines on the side of that symbol, it's about that empty space that we don't see within that sign. There's nothing in there, and it looks empty, but that's the heart. And depending on which way you're going, there's going to be lots of emptiness in the heart or fullness within the heart, the collection of all 12 soul salts or none. And so keep in mind the word Melkolth, which is in the Tree of Life, signifies earth. That when you are stuck with an exile, you are actually stuck with an Egypt and it's dry. So the purpose of us is to separate from the dense or crude by means of gentle heat, which must, with much attention. And this has to rise from Melkolth, which contains the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet of Mem, within it to the top of Kether of the crown. And when she rises, she brings every single sphere that she has worked through, all those elements, up with her. And it says in Proverbs 31:28, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So when Eve caused, Adam to also fall, when both of those forces fell into Egypt, they were not working together. They were not respecting each other. Adam, I guess, lost control over Eve first, and he followed. He says, well, what's the point? And they just couldn't. They didn't listen to each other. They didn't no longer respected each other, and the work was no longer completed. And it says in Genesis 3, 2, and 3, and it says that if you eat it, that you shall, it says you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So when we are actually performing this sexual act before its proper timing, before God says so, if we keep God out of what we are actually doing internally, and this is the sexual act that takes place internally through all of the elements, not the actual sexual act between partners or loved ones. This is always alchemically dealing with the Mercury. These things cannot take place without God's permission. Otherwise, we begin to fall back down. And we're going to know when it is time. And this is something that because I mentioned in my videos about my chest area, that tenderness, that love, and I've explained it over and over again, the milk. When a mom is producing her milk, it's because she is pregnant with life. And that milk, of course, internally is the milk in honey. milk and honey, which is produced by the pineal and pituitary glands. This is my understanding that it's taking place for me. And it's not because I'm doing it. I'm not the one in command. The Holy Spirit, and through God, is actually helping me doing this. And of course, if I eat of the fruit, if I am falling for the anger, falling for lower vibrational emotions at this time, and I can't grasp it and get centered again and always connect with my inner God, Goddess, then I am choosing to eat of that fruit, and I'm going to fall back down. You know, so I can use my relationship with food here, because this food has been, I guess, something that I have really had a difficult time in my life. You know, it was food was used as a form of punishment growing up, and then when I could have my own food, I guess I overabused it. And then I even chose to eat instead of dealing with my own emotions. So I've had a kind of a food addiction, among other things. You know, when you develop one addiction, you can develop other issues within your life. So I have really had to learn to really love and appreciate food. Not just one, putting a label on one, but all of it. When we have an idea or a judgment or one has more value over the other, that's exactly what we're doing. And we're not loving all over and across the board. It's the same thing if we are only choosing to love a certain race or a certain type of group. We're choosing one over the other while keeping everything else separate. We're not supposed to do that if we are really in the centeredness of love. And food, especially within the spiritual community, is very difficult. I hear it all the time with people saying, no, you can't have this. You can't. You have to eat this. You're doing it wrong. Lots of judgment, criticism, labeling going on, even within the spiritual community. And that means it's not love. Love is freedom to choose. And love loves all across the board. The ego is always highly intact if there is a judgment, if there is an idea. Every time, and I'm not going to lie, even as I try to become a vegetarian or vegan, you see, you're trying to be one way over a specific. I was thinking to myself about all these other people, well, you know, you're doing it wrong. When you tell someone, no, you can't eat meat, you're honestly saying, well, you're doing your path wrong. My path is right. And what is that? That's ego. It's control. It's judgment. It's not love. It's not faith. It's not freedom. Our ego is very tricky. And even when you think you're on the path of love, it gives you and feeds you lots of illusion to make you think that yours is correct. Death of ego, or the annihilation of the ego, is very hard. Every single I must be gone. So like this past week, I had ideas. Okay, I'm going to take some time for myself because I haven't really had my time of doing research this week. I haven't. So I kept saying, okay, I'm going to do the laundry. I want to go in and read. I think I might want to exercise. I'm going to straighten up. Of course, I'm going to do the dishes. As I heard my head tell me all those things, I did the opposite. My mind wanted to control the situation. My mind wanted me to choose and tell me that, well, by you not doing this, these chores, one, your house is a mess. Now, there's chaos here. Disorder here. Uncleanliness here. People are going to walk in and start judging you that you are lazy. Because you are not sitting down and making this connection doing extra research. Well, now, you're not good enough. All kinds of things. I am always 24/7 connected to God, all the time, no matter what. I put God in all things, all of my actions, as best as I can. And of course, when I fall and I'm angry and cranky, I still know my God is there. God is there teaching me. And I have to go back and make amends. Amends inwardly and outwardly. If I am the one being mean and unkind, I apologize. And like I said, for 2 weeks I have had some real trials going on. And it's been a little more difficult. But self-realization, my inner God telling me. My father and mother have always been bickering there and telling me, you need to get back. Your behavior is unacceptable. I have taught you very well. Are you listening to me? Get back into love. I need you to go apologize. I need you to behave. And that's what I've done. And instead of me staying in and cleaning the house and doing all the things that I have failed to do for a while here now because of life, I chose to go out, work in the garden, help my husband out outside with some wood. You know, other things that I still love doing it all, but my mind had a plan, an idea, a structure. If there's structure, there's not freedom. It's learning to do where go where flow really is, where love really is. Love wants to give you freedom, and ego wants to control the situation at all times, and also control others at all times. And I think I'm going to leave it at this because I'm almost approaching an hour here. I hope to make another video tomorrow, I guess. And, well, I know I've been saying I'm going to end this video, but let's continue on. I hope you understand that when we talk about Mercury, we're actually talking about the semen. The semen is what is actually made of in Mercury. So in Psalm 118:22, it says that the stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. And so they rejected the semen because they didn't know exactly how to transmute these energies. And so when we are actually married between husband and wife, or within the two mems, we are able to create this Mercury. So if you're actually rejecting the seventh day, the Sabbath day, the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet of Zion, you're actually rejecting the Divine Mother as well. And this is the union of when the soul of the sperm and the ovum unite, which of course acts as the philosophical stone. And is sex that has been perfected in holy matrimony. Your feet might be irritating you because that's where Makoth is. That's the earth. You might still be having any portion of your legs can be hurting. Feet, knees, hips, even your sex, of course, can be irritating now. And like I said, for Gemini, arms, hands, and lungs could be affected here. So keep in mind, we are still dealing with the energies of Taurus, which is the throat. And because we are working still with an air sign of a Leth as well, and Taurus, the throat is still kind of irritated or can be irritated. And because we are working with a higher aspect of self within the crown as well, any of these issues can be going on. Many people are the increase in melatonin keeps you awake, or the decrease in melatonin. So there's still an imbalance, but a balance is taking place. So you might be losing sleep or gaining sleep. You might be really tired early on in the day or going to bed early and waking up even earlier. You might be perfect. There's no right or wrong here throughout this time frame. Just keep that in mind. And so early on in my video, I mentioned Jacob and Esau. Esau, of course, signifies Melkoth, or the earth, and taking our treasures upon earth and being very ego-filled. Jacob is the one who actually is the chosen one from God. God chooses him to signify or to continue on with the birthright. And he also changes his name to Israel. He's the one who wrestled with God on Mount Panai. And also, if you know my story about that, I don't know. I forget which video it was in anyway. But so we're supposed to act as Jacob did, always keeping God within our mind and our heart. Therefore, we're able to witness God within the pineal gland. The Holy Spirit is the pineal gland. It is the superior mem, the superior mother. And it's only done by uniting the superior and inferior waters. And of course, Jesus appears as a fire in the spinal column and lived 33 years. He's the one who walked upon the water. And of course, that light comes within you. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am Bring Purpose to Your Life. Take care.